Well, this is not the first Peace Prize I got. I got the Sydney Peace Prize way back in the 90s. So you could have asked, or somebody could ask, why peace? See, Sydney gives this Peace Prize to a banker. I had the Indira Gandhi Peace Prize from India. Again, that was the same question. It's a Peace Prize. Recently, I had the Seoul Peace Prize. Again, that's a Peace Prize. Because poverty is a threat, no matter which way you look at it, threat to the peace. You can't leave people poor and live happily thereafter. You can't. The poor people will not let you sleep peacefully because they are in desperate situation. When you are desperate, you disturb peace. When a country is desperately poor and there's a next door neighbor is very rich, I don't think these desperately poor people in this country will just sit there and respect your prosperity and don't do anything. They will try to get in and use your capacity to help them or be involved in your whatever prosperity you have, and you don't may not like that, that their intrusion into your peaceful life. So this is what must be seen as the threat to the peace. Other way, like we talk about terrorism, the breeding ground for terrorism would be the abject poverty. If you are poor, you can hire anybody for any terrorist activity for a little money because he has nothing to lose. He'll easily convince that, yes, why don't I do that? And the logic of terrorism makes sense to him. Which will not make sense to a well-off family, for example. So there, you as long as you keep the breeding ground, nobody is safe. So it's good to address the breeding ground so that there is no breeding ground available, and you reduce the chances of disturbing the peace.